Well, yesterday we spoke about how the 3G network is being shut down. Now, it's largely going to be shut down in September. So nearly 1 million people could be unable to call 000 as a result because their phones are too old. So they haven't got phones that enable 4G or 5G or whatever it is. So the Tuesday tip this week goes to Chris in Castle Crag, and he got in touch saying that, quote, aside from mobile phones, my car will lose its SOS safety feature, which automatically calls emergency services if I have a crash. The car gives them the number of occupants, the location of the vehicle, the status of the car, for example, if I rolled it or flipped onto my roof. Now, once 3G is shut down, that safety feature will no longer work. So either the government needs to postpone the shutdown or mandate that car manufacturers come up with a retrofit. Well, Chris is right, and because you've kickstarted a broader conversation here, the impacts of this shutdown are far-reaching, and I don't think that the federal government has fully contemplated just how far-reaching the consequences of the 3G shutdown are. So Chris wins the $150 drink voucher and entry for two to Lumiere on 35. That's at the Sofitel Sydney at Darling Harbour. But as for this 3G shutdown, business owners are worried. So take Surveyors Australia, for instance, right? So they're one of the leading surveyors in the construction industry. If you need a DA, you've got to get the surveyors in to properly survey your property, to produce a document that you have to send off to council or the planning department or whatever it is. And like many others, surveyors rely on 3G to operate their equipment. Now, they've got to try to order some new equipment from overseas. And that new gear is incredibly expensive and plagued by delays. And just remember this again, construction, approvals, and land valuations can often only occur with a survey. So if companies aren't able to get the new technology in time, well, surely that has an impact on the construction industry and not one that is marginal, particularly in our regions, in country areas, where 4G and 5G is scarce. Well, Michelle Blivecavs is the CEO of Surveyors Australia, and she's on the line. Michelle, g'day.
Hi, Chris.
So why do you need this 3G network to operate the equipment? Walk us through how it works.
Yeah, so the surveying equipment connects to satellites that they collect data, GPS connections. So surveying works on marks that are connected from when the first boat landed in Sydney Harbour all the way through across all of our networks across New South Wales. And surveyors have to connect to those points and they use GPS equipment to do that. So wherever they are, that connects remotely through much like our phones do. The problem is that their equipment doesn't cost like a $1,000 phone does. It can cost close to $15,000.
And at the moment, the vast majority of the equipment runs off the 3G network. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Some of it is starting to run off 4G and 5G, but of course, like many, we were caught up in the COVID issues and supply issues coming into the country. And so surveyors will upgrade their equipment periodically, you know, about every 10 years, they might upgrade their equipment. And so those that upgraded in, say, 2020 or 21, they've been shipped equipment that is only 3G compatible, which means that they've now got to upgrade in a fairly short period of time. And most surveying firms are small businesses. And so they're going to be caught out with a huge bill. In some cases, you know, for firms that might have 50 people, they've got a bill of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And for our very large surveying firms that operate nationally, they're looking at millions of dollars in order to upgrade their equipment. So we're calling on the government to provide some sort of compensation or support in tax effectiveness for this so that we can upgrade our equipment so that we don't have to stop work.
Sure. Can you get your hands on the 4G and 5G stuff in time for September?
Now we can. It's slowly starting to come in. Of course, it's quite expensive. As I said, and so it is starting to come, but the suppliers are struggling to keep up. Unfortunately, it's not manufactured in this country. We know about the manufacturing issues. It is only manufactured overseas, and so it's only as quickly as we can get it in. Some of our suppliers have been fabulous There's two major ones, Kimball and Leica, and they're offering trade-in deals for our surveying firms, which is great, but there's still the cost associated and the difficulty that they might not be supplied. And of course, in the regional areas where the network is not going to be quite 4G or 5G ready yet, then they're going to have to go back to using UHF radio frequencies. So it's kind of a back to the dark old days, it seems.
And what does that mean for approvals?
Well, it does mean potentially a delay in work. So mums and dads everywhere, if they want to put a pool in their yard, or let's say they want to make an extension, or they want to subdivide their property, there could be a delay because the amount of time taken, technology makes us more efficient.
Sure.
If the technology is not keeping up, then we're perhaps not as efficient, and therefore it takes longer for us to do this work, back and forward to the office and to the site and so on. So, yeah, we are concerned that efficiency and productivity will drop as a result of the loss of the 3G network.
All right, well, I think it's becoming very, very apparent. We've got medical alarms for elderly people that run off 3G. We've got the Opal card readers. We've got the surveying equipment. We've got emergency alarms in people's cars. There's potentially starting to become a little bit of a justification and a case for at least a postponement of this until people can get their act together and upgrade their technology. I appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
That's Michelle Blykav. She's the CEO of Surveyors Australia. 131873. How will the 3G shutdown affect you?